Inventory of Half-Burnt Offerings. We're late because, according to Virginia state law, the intersection of West Ox and Bennett Road is only two deaths away from the installation of a traffic light. Great news, but no one's volunteering. The stop sign line, stretching cautious for a mile, a single car gingering forward at a time. My foot on the brake, we practice saying eight different options for hello. Where the inflections go, to pronounce her name with eye contact, with her shoulders straight back like Pocahontas, her favorite Disney princess. To send her arm out like a paper boat in the other direction. That, yes, I promised, they will offer their hand to. It's easy to say true things without feeling any truth in them. Her kid-size equestrian boots dirtying the dashboard, both hands upwards on her lap as if a catalog of gestures for the frequently speechless. And by now, we're so late, the horses at her therapeutic riding class were led already from the stable. Lucinda, Tess, and Spirit fronting the pack, the noise of nails in their feet, the puckered 6-inch scars guttering their flanks, gashes that look worse in person than they did in the daily paper. I read they caught the boy who knifed them, who crept into the barn that night, all of us left wondering what pain is for. Not the dramatic part, the sound of horse skin breaking, reddening the hay. I mean its aftermath. My sister's face as she's legged up to the saddle. Her woundedness, imagining theirs. Seconds before, she walked up to the teacher in her sweet, robotic way. Gave her hand like we'd rehearsed it, then joined the others in the class. If grace could be defined, it'd be a very quiet phrase. All that braided hair, the burdens on their backs. Each body half on fire, the other half in flame.